So the big question is this: what is life like on tour when you're playing professional golf? Sometimes it's good and sometimes it's tough. That's the question, and this is the podcast that's going to give you the answer. Welcome to Tales of the Tour on Stock Shot Secrets. Guess what, everyone? Leslie
dun, dun, dun.
Played her first round of golf.
I did.
Even though you have walked hundreds of thousands of holes.
I don't know if I really played the whole round, but
a couple drinks it was, and you hit some shots.
I was just there. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So I started out by getting my first lesson from you.
Hey, get it, girl.
And I have a pretty decent swing.
Yes, you do. Very surprising.
Yeah. But that's as far as it went. Yeah. So I get a lesson on Wednesday, and we go out for couples twilight on Friday night at our club.
You participated. You
had your
driver.
I participated. I drove.
What's interesting for those who, if you go, some questions, and I think maybe for the teachers, you go, what would you teach a person who's never swung before?
Yeah.
And really, like, there's a little bit of grip. But I actually kind of reverse engineer it as a teacher, mm-hmm. and we start with the finish. I'm trying to get your
toe taps.
I need more toe taps. Right? Which actually I think came from Jonathan Moore.
I wouldn't be surprised. Jay Moore.
No, more toe taps is that's a play on I need more.
More toe taps was when he was slapping the noodle in the pool, yelling at the kid.
That's where the toe taps came from.
He was making the kid jump in the pool.
Yeah.
And he was like, I need more toe taps.
Yeah. And then now it's like, I need more toe taps.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jay Moore.
What a legend.
Yeah.
Okay, so she plays her first round. That was fun. But
I had a great outfit. Yeah. My outfit was super cute, which was all I was there for. I think we played best ball.
Yeah. Scramble.
Scramble. And I think Couples we used league. Mall. My best shot went in the water too.
Yeah. You killed it though.
It was fun though.
Yeah. It's fun.
We need to get back out and play.
Do we?
Again.
Like this weekend? No,
pump the brakes. Whoa.
All right. So
all right.
We're at Oak Creek. Oak Creek is in Mississippi.
Yeah, if you guys it was in Georgia.
If you guys are following along with these tales of the tour of us going through life playing, it'll probably then bleed into the golf room and just what's happening as it continues to go. But right now we're in 2011.
August
of
2040th.
Yep. So I made the cut, but.
Yeah.
But now we leave Oak Creek. So what is there anything in stories with the host family?
We stayed with a couple. Really. We stayed with a couple. I remember they made these delicious smoked artichokes on the big green egg, and that was good. And they let their dogs lick the dishes. But I think that's about in their basement they had a movie theater.
Okay.
You don't really remember this. I remember
this week.
I'm only remembering it because I have two pictures of myself with the dogs. And now I remember the house and everything. Yeah. Crazy how those will bring back all those memories. Mm-hmm. Just two pictures. Then we went to New Orleans.
So first time to go to New Orleans. Two people that love food.
Yeah. But do you remember, here's a picture of us walking down the streets drinking.
It's because it's New Orleans.
Which was so wild. Which now Dublin has Dora.
What was the story though when we came off the interstate? And we pulled off in New Orleans.
Wasn't there like a guy peeing like right on the side of the road or something?
And yeah, no. And then we went and there was a bunch of dudes in purple, dudes dressed as girls.
Yeah, I remember.
And
I remember
I was
driving
like, oh, wow,
in.
This is different. Meaning like, you know, it's.
Well, to get into New Orleans, you have to go through
it was a big festival.
Very, yeah, a very. Oh, it might have been. I think people were dressed up in a bunch of tutus.
Yeah. It's just kind of weird.
Yeah.
But.
To get into New Orleans, the area that you have to go through is very savory. So it was like, oh my gosh.
What do you remember most food-wise about New Orleans?
I don't really feel like I have a good any memory of.
What about the merry-go-round?
That's my only.
What's
that's,
that place
oh,
called?
Oh, we went to Cafe Du Monde and we had the chicory coffee.
Good Christmas there.
We did not have a croque monsieur. We had a beignet.
Oh, yeah.
There's a pic. This is, I remember, this is my favorite picture I've ever taken of you. But yeah, we had some I think it's chicory coffee.
Yep. What is chicory coffee?
I
there,
don't
chef?
Know what chicory
is. Did you guys know that Leslie is a chef?
She
allegedly graduated from the French Culinary Institute.
Oh, should I Google what chicory is? Now I feel like I'm.
Well, you Google it. She graduated from the French Culinary Institute, like top of her class. We graduate, turn pro, got engaged in a weekend, which basically sums up my impulsiveness.
Chicory is a plant.
And then I say, hey, rather than be a chef, you should just come caddy for me and you could be an elements coordinator.
And make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And
get it, girl.
Yeah. Chicory is just a plant and they blend it with coffee at Café du Monde. It's a root. It looks like a root. Oh. I'm not really sure what the benefits are. It's an herbaceous plant.
Yeah.
So
New Orleans
is
good though, but I mean, we went
to New Orleans. It was hot.
It was hot.
I mean, this is August 14th.
Yeah. And I remember it did just smell like a massive amount of
I remember it being very gross smelling. There was trash water everywhere.
It's caca.
Which trash water we run into a lot in Miami. I feel like we always see trash water and there is a lot of trash water in
caca.
In New Orleans. But we went to the Monteleone. My cousin said, go to the Monteleone. There is a bar that is an old merry-go-round.
Yeah, and you'd sit there and spin.
Yeah, you'd sit there, but it takes an hour for one rotation. So it's not like you're like, ooh.
Is this the merry-go-round or I've had too many cocktails?
Yeah, it's going pretty slow for the entire rotation. So it was fun. That was a fun little weekend. Yeah. Then we head to, where did we go after that? We went to Mount Vintage. This is our first trip to Mount Vintage, and we stayed with the Nitifers.
Yes, and there's Mount stories Vintage, coming down the line of Nitifers. Not on this one.
Next, no, it's in 2012 of
Nitifers.
There's a lot of Nitifers. But so Mount Vintage is in just outside of Augusta, Georgia. Yep. So you literally, I think this was the first time we drove by Augusta.
And that's where we walked in. We go into Georgia and we go, why is there all these big houses with no with boards on the windows and no landscaping?
Yeah, if anyone's familiar with this area, I think it's Washington Road is the road that you would take to go up to Mount Vintage Plantation. And then there's these gigantic houses and there's foil all over the windows. But it just seems like it's so out of place. Because you have all like these cute little ranch houses and then you drive by and there's these couple of streets with these mega mansions.
They're probably 5,000 square feet.
Or McMansions, I think is what they're called.
Why are McMansions?
I think because they're like wannabe mansions. They were very, the aesthetic of them was odd. They were just
like McDonald's.
They were just, the aesthetic was off on like the house. They're
big houses, but they'd be like pink.
Yeah, they're very awkward and they have foil on the windows. So we get to the Nitifers, we introduce ourselves. Hi, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's the first time we've stayed with this family. So you're usually chatting for 45 minutes to an hour. Tell us about your life. What do you do?
Which is kind of like, even think about that. It's weird how that, looking back.
Yeah.
Like that whole thing is kind of different. Meaning like every week we would just show up and
hi. Nice to meet you. I'm going to live with you for the week. And you're going to feed me. Yeah. Like literally that's what it is.
Yeah. Hey guys, I hope you are enjoying this episode of the Stock Shots Secrets podcast. If you are enjoying it, be sure to like this episode. Be sure to subscribe so you can always see when they are coming out. And most importantly, if you would be so kind to be able to share this podcast with other passionate golfers who are trying to get better and build stock shots because it grows through you sharing it. Thank you so much for tuning in. And now back to Stock Shot Secrets.
But I mean, we've never had bad.
They were always great. It's just,
bless
them, all these people for opening up their house and taking in, refugees for a week.
We were not refugees. You cannot say that.
That's right. But taking in, just taking us in for the week and like
feeding us, taking care of us and watching you come out and watch you play. So as we were chatting, we commented on the houses and then her name was Linda. Linda mentioned that there is a gypsy community right there.
Irish travelers.
I believe Irish travelers, yes. And just explaining, like, they build these houses for their children, but then they cover them in foil, I guess, to keep the demons out?
Yep.
I don't know.
Yep.
But
and then they hold them for a while until the kids are older.
And one year, another gal on tour with us, her and I drove into the street.
Really? I don't know. I remember that.
It was Jamie and I.
Was it?
It wasn't this year. I think it was, like, the next year or the following year. Because we're like, I want the deets.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's girls walking down the street and they're looking at us like we're zombies. Like, we're totally outsiders because we are. Yeah. But it was very interesting to see that culture and these gigantic houses, just windows covered in foil.
And then that week at Linda, because it just, when we had our house, I remember we showed up and, super grateful that they opened up the house. But I remember being like, I was like, oh. We have two beds we sleep in. I'm like, no, I really love my wife. We're gonna
pushed those together.
Our bedroom had two twin beds, so we pushed them together. It'd be weird to sleep in a separate bed from you.
Night!
Night. See? Very 1940s, 50s. Yeah. So.
And then the next year when we came back, the beds were back together.
The beds, then when we came back the following year, which was the big year, they had already pushed the beds back together for us. So it was nice that they did that.
They were well prepped.
When we left, I had moved the beds back and the room hadn't been touched. But she'd obviously come in our room and saw that the beds were pushed together.
What was the cat's name?
They had two cats. She also had, do you remember the huge knitting room she had above the garage?
And I was really into knitting.
Knitting was like a really nice, easy craft for me to do on the road because, I mean, we'd have so much time in the car during practice rounds and stuff and in the car. I would knit a lot. And she had a whole
massive room.
It was like you walked into like a knitting shop. It was wild.
Yeah. I feel like I remember the cat's name. It's black and white.
I don't recall.
Mr. Peepers?
No, it wasn't Mr. Peepers.
Miranda? So that was Mike.
No. So then Mount Vintage.
How did I play that week?
You know what? You know what this tournament is?
What?
We're coming up on 18.
Was this year?
You started to get a little feisty with me this year.
This is our first quit.
You started to get a little feisty with me.
So we're playing. Let's set the stage.
Oh my gosh. This was coming up 18, right? 18 was like a huge uphill. Yeah.
So we're coming up on 18. I'm playing. Well, what's my scores for the week?
67, 71, 67, 73. You tied for 23rd.
So it's the last day. Was it the last? No, it wasn't the last day. I'm going to guess that it was one of those. I think it was round two or three. And actually, there's two stories about this event that I remember. Was the first one was we were coming up that par five, which was hole 9, but I had started on 10, so it's the end. And I was passionate that day, to say the least.
Feisty.
And something had happened like 2 holes before where I had basically it was the par five. I had hit a wedge on the previous par five 2 holes before that, or 3 holes before that, and I hit them. It was kind of not great, and I took the wedge and kind of threw it into the bag. And Leslie's, hands, on the bag, and, she kind of catches her finger, and she's like, if you do that one more time, I'm going to slap you.
You're done-zo. You're done.
So we play, a couple holes go by, then hole 9, I remember hitting my drive, I hit hybrid to the right.
Yep.
And I was on a slope.
Kind of by the trees.
By the trees, but it was a short par 5, so if you can hit it within 30 yards of the green, you always go for the green. Write that down.
Okay.
So I could hit it within 30 yards of the green. So I take my hybrid to hit it up by the green, even though the lie was kind of awkward. I could advance it up towards the green. I hit it, expectation management's not right. I mean, I remember seeing it was above my feet. I'm like, I put in the front bunker, which is a good shot now that I am smart and I understand what it is. But I'm like, oh my God, I didn't hole out from 230. Yeah. I suck. Take the club, slam it in the bag. Leslie looks at me and just goes, peace. Because I slam it in the bag. Slam her finger, and she's like, I'm done. See you later.
You're done.
You're done.
You're done. Right. You get the girls to say it. You're done.
Right. That should be a no voice overlay. And then I think you go the next day, you go, well, looks like you can carry or find someone else to carry your
bag.
Led to a 73.
You shot 73.
Right.
Because your elements consultant was not on the back.
Right. That was the other same event that I remember having. So that event, with that said, that last day, I won't tell the name again, but I was playing with a player who is on the PGA Tour right now. He leads driving distance all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we played together. And I remember him talking about it. It might be good for somebody to know, but this guy, we called him the lumberjack because he hit it a country mile.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember him saying, and this was kind of, this is probably even a moment this is where it's okay, well now I'm starting to coach kind of on tour because we were playing and his core strategy, this guy hit drivers 375. But he played the round of golf hitting a 4-iron off the tee, which he hit his 4-iron 300 yards, which is how far I hit my driver.
Yeah.
Right at the time. And I'm like, bro, when you do this, you are hitting
his Wheaties.
Yeah. Well, he's hitting his driver where I am. And I go, but from where we're playing now, I'm going to outperform you. Now, I didn't that day. I shot 73, but, or maybe I did. I don't know. But I go, if you were hitting it way farther, because another little course management tip is that if you can hit it 50, you can only hit something that's 50 yards less than your driver. If you like, so you shouldn't be hitting four irons.
Okay.
It's like drivers, three woods, hybrids, never really an iron. So you can't hit it anything 50 yards shorter than your driver, because then even if you hit the fairway, it's still strokes gained.
That's the tip that you need if you want to be great.
Okay. So that's what you need to be doing. So when he was doing that, he was doing a competitive advantage by hitting it back by iron.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you can't, you're, this is not smart.
Do
you think
work.
It's smart? You're actually stupid.
Yeah.
So, and then he got on tour. So that's
so
why.
So he must not have been so stupid.
Yeah, he must have. Or he hit drivers, and that's why now he was on tour.
Yeah.
So so good for Mount Vintage. So where are we heading next in our journey?
We head to Wood Creek, and we stay with Jerry and
Wood Creek.
Jerry. We stay with Gary and Judy.
Yes. NBA, former NBA player, and big story with you in your element.
Yeah, but do you remember who was staying with us?
Yes.
The Halls.
Yes. So let's stop there. We'll come back.
That's a good one.
And that's a good one to break it. And then we can talk about the big fiasco at Wood Creek.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the latest episode of the Stock Shot Secrets. Now, I want to give you a special opportunity where you and I can chat individually by just simply texting the following number. And you can ask any question under the sun about anything relative to your game or your skill, body, mind, whatever it is. So just text me at 614-541-1988. That's 614-541-1988. Subscribe to our text line, and then you can be in the special Stock Shot community where we can talk about everything under the sun regarding stock shots.